Good evening, Gary, Andrew. Thank you for joining us after this first pre-season game. Of course, it ended Tamworth 2, West Bromwich Albion 4. How do you feel that your Tamworth side dealt with the pace and technique, really, of the West Bromwich Albion side tonight?
I think for 15, 20 minutes, we was a bit passive in the pressing. And it was more of, we didn't, it's the first game we've got five or six new lads playing, so they didn't press in the way we planned to press. I thought after 20 minutes, when we changed slightly from the tactical point of view of how we was going to press, that they had the ball, West Brom did in their own third, but we started to get into the game, pressed and started to create some chances ourselves. We looked a lot more organised. I think we took that into the first 15 minutes of the second half. Then I think that two poor goals really in terms of defensive errors or communication or understanding, and one just a slip which happens, cost us two second half goals. In actual open play, West Brom had more possession of the ball, but you've got to remember they've got some lads in there which have played together since 9-10, and West Brom developed right through the academy. They've got an ethos of playing from the bottom to the top, so lads coming in now and they've been together a long time. So you're going to get that sort of understanding from them. I thought for 25 minutes in the second half and 25 minutes in the first half and 15, 20 minutes in the second half, that we dealt with it quite well after we changed tactics. But the first 20 minutes, West Brom was well on top. And you could see they train every day together and they have that understanding. And we obviously got a few lads in there what we're looking at. And, you know, so it's harder to put them together and gel straight away.
A number of changes really from the Tamworth side that finished the end of last season. Five new signings in there, a number of trialists out there that possibly, potentially could earn a deal. But who really impressed you out of the new signings for Tamworth?
I thought Rhys Hoonis was excellent. His work ethic today was brilliant. His running in behind was brilliant. He showed that. He'll be a threat, obviously, as the season progresses and when the season starts. So I was impressed with Rhys. I thought he'd done very, very well. I thought Fordy brought a bit of a steel to our midfield. He's a winner, and you can tell in the way he plays the game, the way he G's the players up around him. So I was impressed with what he brought to the table today as well. We still haven't seen the best of some of the signings, but I said to Andy and to Tom after the game, I'm not going to read too much into tonight's game, into the result. It's the first pre-season game. We've got 5-6 new players that have started the game for us today. We've only been training for the last 3 weeks, so it's going to take them a bit of time to get the understanding of what we're trying to bring to the table. But I thought they dealt with West Brom in periods of the game. Like Andy said, first half, final 20 minutes, I thought was excellent. And then second half, we were excellent for like 15, 20 minutes. And then the two goals kind of knocked the stuffing out of us a bit, even though we still continued to play. And we got a nice goal from Ahmed, who I thought was okay today as well. I thought Ahmed did all right in the second half for us as well.
Well, Saturday we face our second pre-season game away to Leicester Nirvana, and a bit of an unknown quantity from my personal point of view. It'll be a very different test, really, won't it? But which kind of game do you think you get the most out of?
Well, I think you're going to get, obviously, you take these prestigious games, West Brom, Aston Villa, you know, these are very prestigious games for us as a football club, so we'll take those games. But we're not using those as yardsticks to measure the players by. This will be a good game for us to go into on Saturday. It'll be a chance for some of the players that we're still looking at to go out and show that they're capable of earning a place at Tamworth. So we look forward to the Leicester Nirvana game just as much as any other game. It's a game for us to get another 90 minutes under our belts. It's another game for Andy to get the tactics going with the boys. Obviously, we're trying to develop an understanding. We are looking to push towards the last 2 weeks of pre-season to have our squad in place. So this is the time now where players are trying to earn a contract, earn a signing at the club. So So like I said, not reading too much into it, but we do go into the games and keeping a watchful eye over everybody that's performing for us.
Speaking of, you said there about 90 minutes under their belts, there were a few players today that got the full 90, Jazz in goal, of course, mm-hmm. But Bez, Goffey, Honus, mm-hmm. you know, they all got 90 minutes, and I just wondered if that was the plan, or whether it just panned out that way.
No, I was going to say that we sort of, we plan to sort of like use certain lads in certain games, so sort of like when we looked at that, we thought, okay, we can use this lad here and maybe not use him somewhere else. So we planned sort of the minutes of what I was going to give them, and then when we was going to make the changes. So they was planned in to give lads, because what you don't want to do is always as well play a lad sort of like for and make change after change after change after change in terms of random times. You want to sort of plan it in and then plan what lads are going to get what times in the first three friendlies, because they need minutes under their belts, match sharpness. And as Gaz has rightly said, when we get to two and a half weeks before the season, it'll be a case of, right, this is the players, this is the starting lineup, which we're moving towards the first game of the season, if you like. So it'll be a bit more of a reflection of what we're doing, and lads would have had a chance to play together then and build that relationship. So yeah, they're planned in. I must say as well, I thought Tara Waite looked sharp tonight. Just to mention on about some of the new players, but I thought he looked really, really good, and I thought he took his goal well. I don't know what you thought about how he cut him and hit with his left foot. He worked really hard and he took his goal really, really well, and I was excited by what I seen today from him in terms of going forward.
I noticed Aaron Ford got a knock on his, I think it was his right foot, quite early on in the game actually, and he seemed to run it off okay.
Yeah.
Are there any after effects?
No, he'll be fine. Ryan's okay. It was just that collision in the tackle, obviously, sometimes that's going to happen. But he's fine, he ran it off and he continued the game for like 70 minutes, so, you know, we were happy with him. Like you've just said about players getting 90 minutes as well, we can use these games coming up to rest certain players as well, and obviously that will give other players the chance to get their 90 minutes under the belt. And we will then measure where they are in terms of, are they going to fit into the philosophy that we've pushed forward with the players here? Are they somebody that we can actually decide we're going to sign? We've still got to work that out as well.
Yeah, the headache coming up over the next few weeks for you two fellas, that's for sure. So overall, really, what were the good bits about the performance tonight, and which bits weren't you so happy with?
I'll finish on the positive. The two second half goals at any level are poor goals to concede. Because from open play, yes, West Brom had a lot of the ball, which you expect because they're technically a good side, but they had a lot of ball in their own third. You know, in terms of the 25 minutes in the first half and the 15, 20 minutes, and for a large part of the second half, they sort of like didn't open us up as such. The two goals we get, one from the free kick and then the mistake where there's the slip, they're poor goals to concede. So I'm a bit frustrated with that. I'm happy with that, the workout that the lads did, and that when we changed it, that they looked very competitive. And there's some, as Gaz rightly said, you don't judge your teams against West Brom. You know, there's some lads who have got some good fitness under their belt, some good minutes under their belt. And I seen some really exciting things today in terms of, like, I thought, like as I said, that Reese looked good, Tara Whitty looked good, Bez looked good. I thought that the midfield, when we changed it and organised them, they worked together. Fordy did really well when he came in. So there was some good plus points. Goffey did well, and Magunda did well again. So it's good to get sort of that first game out of the way, an exercise, work them, you know, get some fitness into the legs, if you like. And there's a lot more positives than there is negatives. But just the two goals in the second half really frustrated me, really, because of the way they conceded them. And I thought when we changed it after 20 minutes, was the structure of the team was really good and the shape was really good. So to concede two poor goals like that, one from a free kick, someone in front of the runner, and a slip, then it's just a bit sort of disappointing. But we take it for what it is. And like Gaz rightly said, you don't judge the players on that game. You'll judge the players maybe after three, four pre-season friendly games and teams what are more around our level. That's what we'll take the judge at. Yeah?
Okay. Guys, thank you very much for your time. We'll catch up with you again after the Leicester-Nirvana game on Saturday.
Forward to it. Cheers.
Cheers.